Lost Discs Radio,
your place for fun, Lost Discs Radio.
Think about music. Meanwhile, back at the TV station, Sweet Polly Purebred, ace reporter, was giving the news.
I sat in the shade of your old apple orchard. I watch your big trucks rolling by now. I shared a grape soda with a man from Dakota. Jukebox in July now. I'm a drifter. I'm a loner. I've seen every city and town now. I pass by here and I'll die here. Some stranger will lower me down.
Lovecraft, kicking off the scene for you tonight there, you know, Chicago's own H.P. Lovecraft, Dr. Doc Brown.
Yeah.
Sitting in the chair. I always thought they were a San Francisco band, man.
I always thought they were people who made giant puppets.
Man, I don't... You're thinking of Lidsville, man.
Yeah, something with, right? Isn't there like an HR?
Buff and stuff, yeah. Man. Jeez.
What is the... Yeah.
Don't bring up hallucinogenic crap like that, man. I got enough problems.
No, not on this show.
Huh?
Never.
What?
Not on this show.
Chesty, is your microphone even working?
I don't know. Is it?
You're going to have to get up on that mic.
I'm on it.
You don't seem to have enough reverb on yours, Chesty. We've got to do something about that. But anyway, in the meantime, things are happening. It is top of the hour. It is March 12th, 2016. And we are on live, and it's our first... Hey, this is our first broadcast on the new 5130 kilohertz underground shortwave experience transmitter of Area 51, Doc.
Nice, yeah, very. It's the inaugural show for ours.
Yeah, we have to keep one step ahead of the aliens.
And so, wow.
AKA the man.
Yep. The grays are us, Doc.
Yes.
See, Doc wants to believe. That's the thing.
Did I just say that out loud?
And listen, Jason in Halifax has already emailed in. Man, people are already listening. You know, we've got about a dozen or so people listening on the internet. We know for sure. Digging on our internet feed, that's the way things go. Listen, if Joe Stacks were here, I think he's a big H.P. Lovecraft fan, man. That was off their first album, 1967, on the old Philips Records label, right? We're going to keep things going with a little bit more obscurities. Doc, you said you were upset about the Keith Emerson thing.
But yeah, interesting to hear about a guy really thinking about it, blending the styles together, taking that jazz fusion organ stuff.
That's all well and good. We're not going to talk about that right now, Doc.
Why not?
Coming up later in the show, we're going to be talking about... You don't even seem to be concerned about the whole George Martin problem, though, there, Shotgun.
Yeah, he lived a long life.
Right?
Yeah, I heard about that too, but I don't know.
All right. Well, we're going to come back out of it.
I'm partial to the keyboards because of my accordion background.
One of these points, yes. Don't make me take out that promo. It's going to be out of sight sounds of the Bells of Rhythmia tonight, folks. I've lost their 6 radio.
It's happened to me many times before. Doesn't need me anymore. She'll step out and pretend not to care about me, yeah. But she'll come running back, just wait and see. She says she wants to find another guy, somebody who will treat her oh so fine. Someone should tell her that she's fooling me. She'll come back again and be with me. She'll be back just like every time before. Yes, she'll be back begging me to love her. Every time before, yes, she'll be back, begging me to love her more. I've watched her turn her head and walk away at least 100 times before today. But each time she says goodbye, she has to laugh at me. She'll come running back, just wait and see. Yes, she'll come running back to me. Oh, she'll come running back, just wait and see.
Lost this radio. Lost this radio. I think this calls for a drop of whiskey all round.
Be quiet, man.
Yes, the living legends, right there. See, on the RCA Victor label, that's one of those mid-60s RCA releases that you know it's going to lead you nowhere. They had just tons of stable studio nameless nobodies just putting out crap, man. And that was some crap instrumental beast. Well, no, I kind of was digging that groove, man.
But were they selling records?
That record would, no, that's just it. Most of these were not hits of any kind, man.
Well, thank God, because now we have something to play.
The Living Legends is what that was. you understand the irony there, Doc?
Oh, absolutely.
Of having something to play now.
Right.
Soul Supper. Soul Supper is what it was called. See? And yes, and there was the Bells of Rhymney, right? Okay, now that's a song. We know that's a song, okay, right? Most people know it by the Byrds, right? It was a Pete Seeger song.
Yeah.
Doc, the Bells of Rhymney, but that was a group now with that name, okay, with a thing called She'll Be Back. They're like out of Michigan somewhere. I think that was like their only single on the Dicto label. Right, Doc, as in dictation.
Yes. Or like, what else could it mean?
Dictionaries. anyways, I don't know. See, look, I'll take it easy, because at any moment, we're sort of hoping that Joe Stacks will just ring the phone.
But he might be too out of it.
We're thinking, we have a theory that maybe he has like a hot date tonight.
Ooh.
Because he didn't...
Or a gig.
Well, no. I know. He plays out there in the Pittsburgh area, folks. If you're out there, check out a band called the Allegheny Rhythm Rangers. Right? That's Joe Stacks is the mandolin player in that group. If he had a gig, he would have said, no, man, the Rangers are playing tonight. I got this gig. Well, he said no such thing. He made some nebulous allusions. And I don't know what time I'll be back, man, but I can't really, I'll see if I can chime in. I'm like, well, okay. So
well, it could be anything.
All right, Chesty, since you're popping it off there.
The Lost Discs Radio Show proudly presents Chesty's Chick Pick. pick of the week.
What's she so upset about?
Oh, she's just taking the prerogative of a woman. Who can understand women?
Oh, God. If you've been listening to Lost Disc Radio for a time, you know that I really dig the Ventures. And I have a little bit of a collection going of Ventures albums. So today, I listened to a bunch and I had a hard time picking one, but I picked this one and I keep thinking Big Dick, but that's not what it is. It's called Night Stick. Which, if you know what a nightstick is, let me know, because I don't know if that means anything. But here it is. Let it ride, Jimmy.
I ever told you about the time?
I'm sure you have, Commander. If you'll excuse me.
It was a lonely outpost. The only enjoyment I had was my phonograph and records.
Like the way you tremble when I hold your hand. You're just a- music.
1966. Oh, far out.
Ah.
It's Jimmy Knight.
Well, Jim, I'm glad you're here.
So the out of sight sounds now of the Bobby Fuller Four. All right, and I just want everybody to just take a moment there, right? Thank you. Y'all know the Bobby Fuller Four because
I fought the law.
Right, fought the law and the
law won.
Law won, right? And they're okay. Now that's fine and dandy, but you've heard that song enough to think, yeah, I guess it was good, but man, okay, keep on playing it. Okay, but that was one of their follow-up. That was the last. He only had four records that hit the charts. Two of them hit the Hot 100, and two of them hit the Bubbling Under chart.
Ooh.
Dog, now you know, you dig them.
That's one of our favorite things.
That record was on the charts in 1966, and it could only get as high as number 117, okay, on the chart. I don't know what's wrong with you people or what was wrong with them people. That could not have been like a top 40 hit at least, man. The Magic Touch by the Bobby Fuller Four. And by the way, we're sending that one out to a first-time listener, Scott McCauley in Pittsburgh, PA.
Well, he gave us an Ugly Duckling's 45. Do you remember that?
He gave us a record by the Unbelievable Uglies.
Oh, the Unbelievable Uglies.
Right,
that's what.
Out of his personal collection. But tonight, first-time emailer. He's digging Chesty's laugh through the speaker, man, and he's digging this. He's hooked on the show, man, and he's referring to you, Doc, particularly as some sort of bastard for turning him on to all this cool music. All right. So there goes Scott, man. Magic Touch, Bobby Fuller 4 off the Mustang Records label, 45, man, right for you there. And before that, it was The Right Kind. Okay, the right kind of guy by the right kind off the Galaxy label. I don't know, that pretty obscure soul action, but I do know that that would have been out from the somewhere in California, and that was in 1968. And yes, I was ripped right off the original 45 for you folks. And Chesty's Chick Pick has stirred up some trouble in the emails here, because as you know, the Ventures, Chesty, what was your song?
Nightstick.
Okay. Well, here now, good old...
It's not your stick, good Jimmy old, Knight.
Yes, I've made a note of that, Chesty. But Scotty up in upstate New York says, you know, Chesty, he's chiming in here, nightstick is a police baton, as in you don't want to get hit by the nightstick.
It's a real thing.
John and
Well, speak for yourself.
Okay, John and Walpole, Massachusetts tonight says nightstick is what the cops use on you if you act up.
Well, why aren't they using it on Donald Trump?
Chesty, if you act up,
oh, yeah, you're gonna take the nightstick.
They might
me.
Use a nightstick on you. Okay, go easy there, folks. John, now here's John Carver in mid-north Indiana. What planet is Chesty from? Everybody knows a nightstick is a long wooden club that cops carry on their belt. So these guys are taking it very literally here tonight, Chesty. They're not playing your game.
I'm sorry, I don't know.
Right?
It's a new knowledge from our listeners.
I'm just saying, is all. All right, so look, we got to keep it moving there, folks. Thank you. Doc, real quick, give them that email address.
Yeah, that's lostdiscsradio@yahoo.com. Discs with a C. Yeah.
Spell it.
Lost discs, DISCS.
Yeah. All right. All right, now look, Doc, you were concerned about the fact that Keith Emerson passed away. And somebody, in fact, it was John and Walpole, Mass, who emailed in pre-show here tonight and was saying, I wonder if you're going to be able to play any Emerson, Lake and Palmer or something. But we'll do you one better. We're going to his group before Emerson, Lake and Palmer, right? We're going to be digging a little bit of action from The Nice. And this is a young Emerson, Lake and... this is a young... thanks, Doc. Young Keith Emerson... Okay, live in Stockholm, Sweden with his group The Nice in 1967.
I don't know if there's any jazz fans in the audience, but I hope so because there's four right up here and we're going to do a number by the Charles Lloyd Quartet. This is called Sombrero Sam. Thank you.
sail away, here today and gone. High sun, fall away, back before too long. Do you see things better to leave them where they are? Do you see things better? Do you see that far? Long days turn to grey, lose the morning light. Lifelong looking round, always out of sight. Can you see the winds move? Can you touch the air? If I catch the morning, will I find you there? Do you see things better to leave them where they are? Do you see things better? Do you see that far? Come all ye who stand behind the throne, find me an emperor to lead us all home. Open the door so sail away, here today and gone. High sun, fall away, back before too long. Will the sunshine lead you to live upon its own? Watch the sky that darkens, the patterns that are sown.
Okay, so that's Edward's Hand. See, now check that out. I'm telling you, man, that's Edward's Hand. Doc, this...
Oh, my God,
Hand. Doc, this is a little disturbing, Edward's Hand.
Oh, yeah.
Now, listen.
Yeah, the right looks like he's in pain.
I'm just saying, I came across this album at the flea market. Okay, I paid like 50 cents for this album.
Yeah.
And why did I pay 50 cents? Because what does it say on the fine print underneath where it says...
Oh, the George Martin.
It's produced by George Martin.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
I don't know. This was on the GRT record label. This is their first album. Apparently, they had like three or four albums out, these guys. And this is two guys named... Well, and this is their last names put together, of course. It's Rod Edwards and Roger Hand. And they were in a group called Piccadilly Line, which I guess they had, I don't know, a minor hit, a single, an album in the mid 60s. I never heard it. But I ran into this obscure thing they did as a duo produced by George Martin, man. I said, well, I got to check that out. And nah, I don't know. That was kind of a nice little thing there, ballad, I thought. Orange Peel is what it was from Edwards Hand. There, man. And before that, yes, it was The Nice. Okay, that was Keith Emerson, right? And that was his group before Emerson, Lake and Palmer, you know, and all that kind of 70s vibe. Late 60s, man, it was The Nice that he was playing with, those guys, man. Live in Sweden in 67, man, with Sombreros, Sam, Charles Lloyd, Jazz.
So where'd you get that off of?
Cover.
Bootleg?
Hey?
Yeah, is that like a song of bootleg?
Yeah, no. It's an official bootleg. Yeah, no, it's a CD. It's a double CD set of early recordings by The Knife that were done. Some live stuff like TV studios and radio studio live stuff.
Nice.
That you said.
What's that, Chastity?
Is that the one in Stockholm, Sweden?
Yes, man.
Sure, you can drink it in an ice cave there.
Hmm. All right. So now look, we're just going to keep it moving. Oh, wait. And then we'll have to check the email back on the way out there, man. I don't know. But right now, we are just going to keep the vibe going with the Alicite sound of the Nightcaps exclusively on Lost Discs. Maybe.
I got my mojo working, but it just don't work on you. I got my mojo working, but it just don't work on you. I'm gonna love you so much, I don't know what I'm gonna do. I'm going down in Louisiana, gonna give me mojo hand. I'm going down in Louisiana, gonna give me mojo hand. Yeah, and I'll bring her back to Dallas, honey, make it mine. I got now 20, 30 women, honey, giving me advice. I got now 20, 30 women, honey, giving me advice. Yeah, and I love my woman, honey, yeah, she put me on ice. Bring her back to Dallas, honey, beg it my command.
Yes, but there's a but in your voice.
Are cold. and the songs I'm singing haven't sold. But mixed among my old words, I keep finding gray hairs telling me how it used to be painfully. That's not the way it used to be. You've kept me guessing constantly. The road's a rough one, I've been told, and the songs I'm singing haven't sold.
Living in Norfolk, Virginia, have started to glow in the dark. They claim they can turn gold into strawberry jam. Local police say there's nothing they can do.
The governor announced a new poverty program today, which would involve busing children from selected ghetto areas to predetermined places in the country where they could then be exterminated.
What do you make of all this? I just damn can't believe it.
Thank you.
We must have all had one. Yeah. We had a guy called Jimmy Joe, and, you know, he would eat LSD like M&M's. And he'd go, like, how's it going, Jimmy? And he'd go, oh, it's getting it. I'm thinking, like, wow. And he went to Vietnam, and now he used to come and see me on every 4th of July, and all he wanted to talk about was Vietnam. He got completely consumed.
Gary Higgins, man, right? Gary Higgins, that's, now check this, Doc, that's Waterbury, Connecticut's own.
Really?
Ooh.
Gary Higgins.
From what?
From 1972.
Okay.
73, maybe. Yeah, it was a self-produced thing. It's a really great album, really well-produced, actually, especially for a self-produced kind of one-off thing. Been reissued by the Drag City Records label. Highly recommended from your pals here tonight at Lost Discs Radio. Folks, that was Looking for June by Gary Higgins. Before that, it was the Electric Prunes. Come on, right? Everyone's sitting around saying, yeah, yeah, right. We don't take them seriously. People sitting around going, wait, what is this? What are you playing, man? Yes, that was the Electric Prunes with their version of I Happen to Love You. Right off the Reprise record label, the old tri-colored label, which, by the way, speaking of towns in Connecticut, we picked that one up at an old junk shop up here in
Wallingford.
In Wallingford, Doc, you know a place called Frank's Garage.
Yeah, it's one of your favorites, right?
I'm just saying. an actual guy with an actual place called Frank's Garage, and we picked that one up for $3. And it's a mint cherry stereo pressing of that LP there. Very sad LP, I'm just saying. So anyway, it was Boondoggle and Boulderdash right before that. Yes, it was, off the Uni Records label, okay, with the songs I'm singing. And you know we kicked it off with the Nightcaps on the Van Dan label. Man, they were out of Texas. And yes, we got their LP at that record shop. Speaking of records that are really rare that we only paid $3 for, man, I'm just saying. That's the kind of action that you're digging tonight. And the folks said, yeah, that Edwards Hand thing that we played that was produced by George Martin, that would have been right about the time of when he was putting the raps on the Beatles' White Album. Okay, for reference sake, folks.
Oh.
For goodness sakes, folks, you've been listening and wasting your time for another hour. You could continue to do that. We're going to stick around for yet another hour here, folks, on the Lost Discs Radio Show. This is Jimmy Knightman sitting in with you. Hey, folks, get over to rockandradio.com, you know, where our buddies in crime with this sort of thing put up with us and encourage us. It is the boss man, Randy Tiven, with the RLT Archives Music Magazine. Right? And the stepfather of soul, Jason Stone. And of course, the electrophonic sound of Brian Phillips. Right? That Bri-Fi, that Bri-Fi sound, folks. Oh, wow. Time for another beer, Doc.
Yes, can of beer.
Doc has been drinking Guinness. I just want everyone to know.
I'm drinking Yinglings. He's drinking...
Guinness is good for you.
My goodness.
Happy St. Patrick's Day, everyone.
Listen, yeah, happy St. Patty's Day, Chesty. You know, speaking of the Uni Records label, Filthy Phil has chimed in. That's Filthy Phil of the Plastic Magic Radio Show, folks. Chimed in on the email tonight. You can always do it, folks. It is LostDiscsRadio@yahoo.com. And yeah, we heard in from Joe Stacks. He's just tuned in on the live internet feed, folks. Along with Cosmic Debris and Jane, we hope, man, catching the show via 5129.72KC. All right, folks, you've been digging it. It's true. We'll see you next month for more of the insanity. Good night, Chesty.
Good night.
Good night, Doc.
Good night.
Good night, Joe Sachs, man. I can't wait to hear the backstory. And good night, Weasley Steve. Whatever.
You did it with your phonograph. Why, Commander, I believe that's some sort of record.
Quite.